It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Senator Hillary Clinton is trying to break out of a pattern. She needs one big win, like in New Hampshire or Ohio. She gets that win, and then Senator Barack Obama runs off a string of victories that leave Clinton in more trouble than before. Clinton's latest big win came last week in Pennsylvania. Indiana comes next week, and so does North Carolina, where both Democrats campaign today. In North Carolina, Hillary Clinton is counting on the same rural voters who backed her in Pennsylvania. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
If there's still a path open for Hillary Clinton to win the Democratic nomination, Kathy Snipes hopes it runs through places like Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Hillary for North Carolina!
Yesterday, Snipes was among a group of women who waved Clinton campaign signs along a highway in Rocky Mount, a city of about 60,000 people in rural eastern North Carolina. Clinton found a lot of support in Pennsylvania communities like this, outside of major metropolitan areas, and Snipes is hoping the senator can find the same thing here.
I think that there are a lot of people who have been hesitant to come out for Senator Clinton. They're just not sure if she can win, but more and more who initially may have written Hillary Clinton off or taken a second look and like her policies, and I hope it'll be enough to turn the tide.
Snipes says Clinton is winning support on the pocketbook issues that are especially important in smaller North Carolina cities suffering from the decline of the textile and tobacco industries. That's why Clinton backer Kathy Warren says she's optimistic about the senator's chances.
We need jobs desperately out here. Our kids, they come out of school out here and they see nothing for them. And her husband, we had some good years during the Clinton years.
Doing well in smaller towns like Rocky Mount is essential for Clinton because Obama is running so strong elsewhere. A survey by Public Policy Polling found Obama far ahead in North Carolina's larger cities and suburbs, with Clinton running close only in rural areas. And for the past several weeks, the Clinton campaign has put much of its effort into wooing those small-town Democrats.
There's been some joking here in North Carolina about Bill Clinton going to small towns, you know, in search of the Bubba barbecue vote.
University of North Carolina political analyst Farrell Gilry says that characterization may be a bit oversimplified, but this week alone, former President Clinton will campaign in 11 small and medium-sized towns. Meanwhile, Gilry says Senator Clinton is playing up issues like trade and job creation.
The Clinton campaign seems to have targeted working people, white people mostly, who have felt the economic strain of a state in transition. Those voters give her her best opportunity to close the gap.
Of course, Obama is making a play for those voters as well. And though his campaign isn't likely to inspire jokes about the Bubba vote, it did hold a barbecue this weekend in Rocky Mount, or what organizers called an Obama-cue.
We've got Obama bingo over here, food and drinks.
Many of Obama's supporters agree the economy is the biggest issue in Rocky Mount. But high school teacher Barbara Holt feels Obama can address it better because she finds him more in touch with the rural South.
There's a lot of people here who feel like they've been left behind, and I think he can connect to them. He has those Midwest roots, and I don't think they're that different from Southerners. There's a lot of rural, small-town background in Obama.
Everybody clap your hands.
Polls also show a sharp racial divide among North Carolina Democrats, similar to that in several other states, with most white voters backing Clinton and African Americans strongly preferring Obama. That trend was evident at the barbecue, where the crowd was overwhelmingly African-American, to the disappointment of Obama supporter Julie Higgins, who says the Illinois senator has run an inclusive campaign.
You can see him just reach out and love white, reach out and love black, you know, Puerto Rican, Mexico, you know, he's just a people person.
Is that reciprocated, do you think, from people in those other racial groups?
Huh. I'm gonna pass on that one.
Today, Obama is scheduled to appear about 20 miles from Rocky Mount in the city of Wilson, North Carolina. It will be the smallest town in the state where he's held an event since his campaign began, underscoring the role that both candidates realize rural voters may play next week. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.